Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for April 27th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown or kind of snapshot of all of the biggest Google related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. The long-awaited Google Pixel Buds are now here with little to no fanfare. The wireless buds are available to purchase in the US for $179 from multiple retailers. Very early this morning, US time, the Pixel Buds application appeared on the Google Play Store, dropping a massive hint that the release was imminent. Then the listings for the buds appeared on B&H Photo before finally hitting the official Google Store at 10 a.m. Pacific time. The buds come with full hands-free Google Assistant integration, but you'll have to wait until our full review in the coming weeks to find out what our verdict is. Although early reviews from other publications suggest a massive improvement over the tethered originals. Feeling bored during the coronavirus lockdown? Well, Google has you covered as the firm released all of its most popular Google Doodle games, meaning that you can at least itch your boredom with some classic Doodle titles. Combine that with the recent 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and you can really enjoy yourself without having to spend a penny. If you'd like to play some of the most popular Google Doodle games, then just head to google.com to get started. A Google Play Store bug is now prompting some Android owners and users to, somewhat frustratingly, repeat app updates. Those visiting the My Apps and Games section of the Play Store on Sunday evening, early Monday morning, might notice that several updates are available. Most are for first-party Google apps, including YouTube TV, Wear OS, Gmail, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google Tasks, the phone app, Fit and Files, with some third-party developers also appearing on some devices. This peculiar bug appears to be widespread, according to user reports on what we consistently encounter on several of our own test devices. That said, installing an app version you already have on your device is pretty harmless, so there's no real issue in that sense. That said, those with constrained internet caps might be miffed at the unnecessary data usage. And finally, the Android 10 open beta has now opened up for the OnePlus 5 and OnePlus 5T, with the updated version of Oxygen OS now available to download and sideload for those that want to test the early versions of the latest Android update on their smartphones. Considering that the 5 and 5T came out in 2017 with Android 7 pre-installed, it's impressive that support has continued, but we still hope that Apple level support does eventually become commonplace at some point in future on Android wholesale. Naturally, that was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you happen to use. For more detailed and in-depth discussions and news on top of that, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.